I didn't raise the volume at the end. I'll have to fix that in post. Don't stop recording.
Oh, I did.
Okay, I'm going to stop then.
Why? Right, we were at the end.
I know. Now start again.
Okay.
We're not doing a live show next week. I'm going to put out, I haven't put out our pre and post for a while. I was going to take some clips from our pre and post and play them, but I figured we could real quick just record an intro to next week's podcast.
Oh, okay.
So, hi, this is Daniel.
Oh, are you not going to wait. I don't like these cold opens.
Yes,
you're not going to do the whole thing.
We're not going to do a whole intro. This is a pre-intro. You ready? It's going to be this, Adam. It's going to be, hi, this is Daniel. Hi, this is Adam. We just want to let you know we're not, this is not a live show. This is part
of our... It's kind of like when we tried to record a voicemail that one time, greeting that one time, and I'm like, or something. And I'm like, hi, this is Daniel. Hi, this is okay, go ahead. Oh, I'm not good at this, but sure.
Zach does it every week when we record a video. He just rolls with it. Just roll with it, Adam.
Well, maybe you should do Mixed Finest with Zach. Go ahead.
Does it make you feel better if I play the theme song and do like the opening and then...
I need it.
Okay, I can do that. Hold on. Set this button. Here we go. Night 10:16 p.m. in the east, streaming live on pride48.com. no, wait, we're not streaming live on pride48.com, are we? My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
That was an oddly specific time.
It was 10:16 p.m. in the east. We will not be streaming live on pride48.
Is that when Randy Rainbow is gonna enter the stage?
I think Randy Rainbow. By the way, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I think Randy Rainbow is Thursday night. We'll be camping Friday night. So
that's when the glory hole opens.
Yeah, 10:16 p.m. is probably when the campfire is. And that's
look at how I worked glory hole into two weeks worth of episodes.
You did. Congratulations. We are not here this week. We don't have a live show for it. Well, I mean, you people listening to the podcast, you don't ever listen to our live show. You're listening to the podcast. But I just want to say, fear not. We do have some new content for you this week. We're actually going to take, because I'm so bad at posting our pre and post show for our behind the scenes club, I have several weeks of pre and post shows that I'm going to pull some clips from. And so for you, it'll be a brand new show, Adam.
Oh, well, don't pull, the ones that I want to keep private.
Which you could hear if you join level 13. You could hear those.
If I talk bad about anyone or illicit drugs or, proclivities, you can leave those out. Okay.
I'll beep them out. How's that?
All right. Yeah.
So if you hear bleeps, that's just Adam doing his thing. And then finally, Adam, as I move between clips, I need some kind of transition noise. Can you give me a transition noise? Beep. That's it? Beep. That alerts people to the fact that, we're now moving to a different clip.
I mean, you could do like the, I don't have that song, but when the Golden Girls, when they would have those cheesecake episodes, be like, hey, Ma, do you remember when, and then.
Hey, Ma. Then they would have, yes. One of the Golden Girls.
Hey,
Ma.
Hey, Ma, not Maud. She'd be like, hey, Ma, you remember when we sold, whatever? And then it'd be, something like that. And then they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just on the
soundboard. We're not going to do that. I'm going to use beep.
The Golden Girls interstitial music, actually.
Nope, I'm using. I have what I'm going to use.
Okay.
Maybe I can preface it by going da 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 beep.
Yeah, sure. Do that.
Okay, Adam.
Hey, Daniel, remember when we said that thing a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Why don't we listen?
Listen what?
Let's have a listen.
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind.
I must have missed something somewhere. Okay.
I just literally said, remember when the Golden Girls would say, remember when so and so, and then they would go into a clip?
Yes.
And then I said, Daniel, do you remember?
No, I have the clips. The clip is basically da 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 beep.
Okay.
That's gonna be the transition noise. Okay.
Am I stopping recording?
I'm trying to do the ending to the show.
Oh.
So you didn't stop recording, right?
No.
All right. Adam, it's just been a whirlwind evening podcast of going down memory lane. I think I finished my entire cheesecake.
You know, I was thinking I'll bring that Phase 10 game on the cruise.
Because it takes 7 days to play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that'll eat up the whole time.
Yeah, we don't need shore excursions. We'll just play Phase 10, and that'll be... No, bring it. I figured we can bring some Villainous with us.
That's another one I haven't played. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
It would be fun if we took code names and got other passengers to join on teams, right? Like just
I don't like strangers.
Took over the I plan on going and watching the bands play in the bar and stuff, and you gotta be there for strangers. So I forgot to say, you can send us an email, contact@mixminuspod.com. You can leave us voicemail voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com or our voicemail line 707-61-DEATH. Now you can stop recording.
Okay. I knew you weren't saying it, but I thought, well, is
I
he
kept
just
going on and on about the damn
trying a new thing, you know,
going like, on and on about the damn cruise thing. And I can't, it's not like I can fix it because I just ripped on, you know what I was going to do? All right, chat room.
Yeah, you could fix it. You could right. Bump our conversation
right
further.
I need you to remove your headphones for a second. I have to ask the chat room something real quick, privately.
I'll just mute you.
Okay. Then go ahead and mute me. Now, am I on the stream? Can the stream hear?
I said I was going to mute you.
I know. Can the stream hear if you mute me?
Oh, no. Okay, I'll take
your headphones on and I'll signal you when you can put them back on.
Okay, wait, let me turn them down. Let me do that. I'll take them off, but I'll still hear you. So I need to.
No, I'll just point at you. All right. So here's my question, chat room. My question is, the LFC every week does this Dead or Alive. And since Adam doesn't listen to it, I thought it would be funny to just do the exact same Dead or Alive every week, except play the theme song better than them. You know what I'm saying? Like actually have it end with the right music at the right time. So I'm curious if that's a good idea or a bad idea. A brand new segment to our show called Dead or Alive, which is basically just a complete ripoff of the Little Fatty Cast, but Adam doesn't know that. Okay, Adam, I have asked the chat room the question. They're going to tell me whether it's a good or bad idea.
Why don't you want me to hear something?
Because your ignorance of it is the bit that makes it funny.
An idea for what? Okay,
for a segment, okay.
For a segment.
You know, like a game show, a game. A game that we could, you know, like we do the news game, but like another game.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm ignorant of a lot of things. So there are a lot of things that you could have as a game.
Not ignorant in a bad way, just the fact that you don't know. The thing that makes it funny is that you don't know the source of the game. So that's all.
Oh. Well, I I mean, I'm not a good trivia person. I don't remember things, although I did beat you at Trivial Pursuit.
You're just going to never let me fucking live that down. You know what? Fuck it. We're bringing Trivial Pursuit on that game, on that cruise. We're not getting off that fucking ship until I beat you in Trivial Pursuit.
I'm not good at Trivial Pursuit. That was a fluke. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because you changed the rules, because I answered questions correctly, which you
I
have know, to do.
I only changed the rules to speed it up because it was very late at night.
So you sped up your defeat. But it's not like, but no, I usually lose at that game. Oh, maybe that means you just suck.
That's probably it, Adam.
I mean, because I'm not good at that game.
You're right. Yeah. Or here's a wild theory. Or it could just be that trivia is random and I got the right. You got the right combination of random questions that you happen to know the answer to.
Yeah, it could be.
It's trivia. It's not like you can study for it or whatever. It's like, actually, that's not true. When I was a kid, when Trivial Pursuit first came out, I memorized all the green questions. Like I knew the answer to every single green card in the entire, in both of them, both boxes.
Yeah.
So that was always my go-to. I would just aim towards a green square because I knew I could get that answer right and then get for the pie there. So I guess you can study for Trivial Pursuit. But in reality, most trivia games, no, there's no study. And it's not like, oh, I didn't know that because I'm dumb. It's just trivia. Like, who cares what Walt Disney's middle name is?
No, I got it. And, it's
Elias, by the way, in case you're curious.
I have learned that people who are good at trivia are not so much good at knowing all the answers to every question, but really good at figuring out is not the right word. There's a better word for it. Yeah. But they're good at taking the context around a question and mining a nugget of an answer out of it, even if they didn't know the exact answer. Like, oh, well, so-and-so would have been the president at that time of year. And his wife was so-and-so whose cousin was, oh, it must have been Betty Jean, you know, or whatever. But they might not have known the right
answer. You know, the most famous first lady ever, Betty Jean. Was that? Yeah. It was Betty Jean Roosevelt, I think, was... the one.
I mean, we could call her the Rose.
I don't think Fatty listens to the after show, so I don't think he's going to hear that.
Probably not.
Yeah, he's not going to hear that.
But it's funny for everyone who's listening.
No, it's not. They've long since given up on us.
You laughed.
I did, but I feel like the chat room has given up on us. Kathy Marshall, welcome to the chat room. You were did Mr. Loaf die from COVID? We don't know. Someone earlier said that Meatloaf did. I think it was Lamont Cranston said that Meatloaf died from COVID.
I feel like back in the 80s, if a gay friend dies, the question is, did he die of, you know,
AIDS?
And now COVID. It's like someone dies, you're like, did they die of COVID?
Right. Like, I feel like the, you know, if you want to invest some money, Adam, you should find the next Rent. So Rent was all about the AIDS epidemic. Now, if you just find what the new, you know, it's going to be called Lease, right? The Lease is all about the COVID.
Maybe. Oh, Kathy had to go to the market.
To the market, because she's in San Francisco. They have the markets there.
The markets. We don't call it the market. We call it the grocery store.
Yeah, I went to the grocery store today to get chicken stock, which was salted because there was both salted and unsalted, and I got the salted one. So it didn't say like salted on it. It was just the one that wasn't unsalted. I got.
Do you know
chicken
the difference
stock.
Between stock and broth?
Yes, I did buy chicken stock.
I was just asking you. Okay.
And
what is it? The difference.
One of them is called stock and one of them is called broth. I'm assuming.
Yeah, but why?
I'm assuming that stock is derived from the bone marrow, whereas broth is derived from just the flavoring of the bird or whatever. The meat.
You're right. But also stock generally has other aromats. And broth tends to be...
I know that aromats are carrots, onions, and celery, right? Is that the...
Yeah, garlic, like other, you know, aromatic vegetables, but a stock generally has other ingredients in it.
Okay.
But you're right, it also has the bones.
Anyway, so that's all. I went to the grocery store today. I bought beer and chicken stock. One of which I used to cook.
Oh, let me tell you something.
What?
I wanted cake last night. Look, I like cake.
I didn't take the skin off, and I think I'm going to die now. I think I'm going to die from eating a piece of the skin.
Of chicken?
Pig. Pork.
Oh, pig. You can eat pork skin.
I mean, deep fried. Yeah, I eat pork skin that are deep fried.
Well, either way. I mean, it's as long as you get
it. Ever since I ate it, I've just had that like almost like pre-GERD thing going on in my stomach. You know, it's just like, shouldn't have eaten that. It's like the time that I ate haggis and it was just my body was just waiting to vomit it up as soon as I got out of the restaurant.
Okay. Back to my cake, though.
I took the bristles off. Wait, what are bristles? Oh my God, am I going to die? Did I eat something that I'm not supposed bristles. To eat? What the fuck is a bristle?
That's like a toilet brush. No, I'm talking about cake here, chat room.
Okay, cake.
I wanted cake last night, and I wanted a really simple cake recipe because I needed to cook it.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be fast. But mug cakes, you know what? They're not very good.
Fuck you, mug cakes.
Yeah, even on these food competition shows now, you see these chefs making mug cakes and using it for moss on their, you know, their forest theme or whatever. Well, they're not good. Okay. I just want to tell you they're not good. Anyway,
I
wanted to cook it in the oven, but I was looking for a fast cake. So I found this cake, and the only ingredient, the ingredients were flour, sugar, salt, baking soda.
You know, you could have simplified this just by buying a box of Duncan Hines, and then all you need is a oil and an egg.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go out. Anyway, it was flour.
Learn from Gary in Phoenix. You can have grocery delivery.
Well, we can't get it within an hour here, and it was late. It was like 10 o'clock at night.
Wait.
But
30 miles away from the world headquarters of the Spit Valve Factory, you can't get 24-hour grocery delivery?
No, not to my knowledge. Anyway, so flour, sugar, salt, vanilla, baking soda.
Yes, and an egg.
Vinegar.
Ew.
No egg.
Ew.
No egg. And I think that was it. Yeah. I mean, and for some reason, you had to make a water and you had to make a well. You put the flat, all the dry ingredients. Anyway, regardless, it wasn't very good.
It doesn't sound like it would be very good.
I don't know if it was just in my mind, but I felt like I got a twingy sort of metallic flavor from either the baking soda or vinegar or the two combined. I'm not really sure, but although it was better today after it cooled down.
You kept it.
Well, yeah. Well, so what I did, I had some ice cream, so I put ice cream and Cool Whip on it.
Yeah.
And it was I just needed something sweet late at night. And so the ice cream and the Cool Whip helped. But then today I tasted it again because I thought, maybe it would be better. And it was better after it cooled down more.
Yeah.
But still not great. I don't think I would cook it again.
Baking powder tastes metallic, says Kathy.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
But I mean, she also just told me that I was going to die from eating a pork bristle. So I don't know what her level of trustworthiness is as to what she says. So I'm just saying.
No, none of the ingredients were expired.
Hey, have you played Wordle at all this week? Like, no. Did I hook you on Wordle?
You did not.
Oh, wow.
I don't like games that hook you. I refuse to play. I mean, I would play again, but I'm not.
I just kind of love the fact that it's just a daily thing. Like, you can't do it more than once a day. You just, you go and you do your daily
also,
thing.
Also, you know me, Daniel. I'm a little bit rebellious. And when it's a That's craze true. And everyone is doing it.
That's true.
I'm like, I can't. No, I'm not going to this peer pressure. Everybody on Twitter is posting these screenshots of their Wordle. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't do that because fuck that. I don't need to. Oh, it's called the Diablo Dare. That's the name of the burger.
Do you get it for free if you eat it without drinking the shake?
No, something? No, I should have, though, because, you know, the day that I got it last Saturday, their shake machine was mysteriously broken. So but you can have a soda for free.
So I saw, this was not Arby's, but you know how McDonald's ice cream machine is always either being washed or is broken?
Yes.
So I watched a YouTube video last week where a guy explained that it's because there's a whole reason behind it, because McDonald's only uses one particular company for their ice cream machines.
Yeah, it's almost become it's become a YouTube meme-y thing, because you can go and look on YouTube. By the way, when I said meme-y, I mean like meme-like, like not really a meme. Like I'm not saying that. Saying that Emmy is pronounced meme-y.
Yes.
But I feel like I've seen people pretending to be ice cream repairmen that go into McDonald's and like film, you know, I feel like I've seen YouTube videos of them filming themselves going in, oh yeah, let me work on this here. And, you know, just like poking around for it and while and going, oh yeah, let me put some duct tape on that. And yeah, it's good. You can, I don't know. I just feel like it's become a jokey kind of a thing, because,
well, this was an actual researched, like actual,
no, but factual, but there is some truth to it. Like the McDonald's is always, their goddamn machines are always broken. It's yeah. Like buy well, two.
They only have one company that makes their machine. Mm-hmm. And they have the stock market, the people who fund these, you know, who buy these index funds and all this kind of stuff, you know, I'm not going to be able to explain it. But anyway, there's a reason. You should look for, it's called, I'll have to look, but there's a cute guy who does food videos, mostly fast food videos. I can't remember what it is.
Can I tell you what's on this burger?
Mark follows him. Yeah, you can.
It has ghost pepper jack cheese, fiery hot seasoning, fire roasted jalapenos, Diablo barbecue sauce, and it's served on a toasted red chipotle bun. Also, I got today's Wordle in 4, but that's because I am one. Or no, wait, I got it in 3 because I am one.
You probably don't want to like screenshot the answer and show everyone. What if someone hasn't played yet?
All right. First of all, robot was yesterday's word, not today's. So it's fine. And you can't.
Was it robot or robot?
It was robot. And also, it's after midnight in the East. So I don't think you can play today's game anyway on Wordle. I think
it would help if they had a freaking website that was actual, like you could find.
Why? It's not a commercial venture. They put it on the website that they could.
In fact, I can't even find it. I'm just finding clones.
Yeah, go to Google and say Wordle.
I did.
Well, it should be like the word. It's one of the first links. It's like the Wordle game. Here's the actual link that you want.
Oh, here it is.
I put it on my favorites bar. So
if you like this game, you should watch Countdown.
What is Countdown?
It's a UK game show.
Does it have
8 out of 10? 8 out of 10 cats play Countdown.
Does it have ridiculous production?
Oh, they have gaggy stuff, like comedy stuff, but it's not.
Now, someone was saying today that ado is a really good starting word for Wordle because it has 4 out of the 5 vowels in it. What is your starting word, Adam? Do you have a preferred?
I just picked a word where none of them. I just said flute.
Flute.
Yeah, flute.
Flute. Oh, audio. Cyclone likes audio. Yeah, because it's got 4 vowels in it and 1. Consonant. Mob is good. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. There is a good one. T-H-E-I-R. What's the one that everyone, the Wheel of Fortune people love Stare, S-T-A-R-E, because it has the R-S-T from the most commonly used consonants, plus it has three vowels. Well, no, two vowels.
I'm using the word gawx.
Okay. Oh, are you actually playing Wordle right now?
I am.
So you cannot tell us the answer because this is live. I mean, this is like, I haven't done it yet.
Well, it's not flute and it's not gawx.
Okay, great. Oh, really? That is interesting, Adam. It's very, 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 very interesting. Very, very interesting. Shift the positions and guess.
Shift the positions and guess what?
I don't know. But you know what? The thing I learned 2 days ago when robot, that was the first word I had ever encountered that was the answer that had a repeating character. And on my thing, as you can see here, it only told him that, yes, the O is in that spot. It didn't also somehow signify that there's another O. You know what I'm saying? But, I see what happens. Like on smoot, which I didn't even know was a word, but on smoot, one of the O's is yellow and one of the O's is green. So he knew that there were two O's. So I had gotten the R, B, and T.
How do you spell crook?
I'm just like, it can't be ribbit. It's, how do you spell crook? C-R-O-O-K.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it? Are you guessing that that's the word? C-R-O-O-K?
I think I just got it.
Oh, you think by using crook?
Oh, no, I didn't get it, but that's interesting.
By using crook?
No, not crook. But I thought I...
Uh-huh.
Really?
I don't know. I can't see.
Oh, I think I've got it.
Okay, Adam's got it. Adam's got it. Uh-huh.
Ba-da!
Okay, what's your... How many guesses? Five?
Four.
Four. So you got it in four. All right, I've only put
Wait. How many are there? Six?
Yeah.
Five. It was five.
So you got it in five.
Yeah.
So far, I've only guessed one.
No. I got it in five.
Got it in five. Let's see. What's a good word?
Well, you can play. You can play it.
Who?
You can.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking in my head what words work for the letters that I know.
Oh, so you are playing right now.
Yeah, I've done one guess and I have one letter in the correct spot. So now
I can tell you if you're right, if you
want. I don't want you to. Is it dipped cone?
It's not flute.
No, dipped is D-I-P-P.
Actually, the next Wordle is in 5 minutes.
No, that can't be right because I've played. Is it more than once a day? Because I played today and today
I
definitely.
I don't know, but it's telling me the next Wordle is in 5 minutes. You know, it's funny.
Oh, maybe it's my time zone.
Auntie Scott does not interact until we say something that he's bored with.
Adam, was the word prick?
It was.
Okay. So, yeah, that was yesterday's to me. So, I guess it does it by time zone. So, like right now, when I go to Wordle, I have a brand new one. And then in 5 minutes, it'll be midnight there. So, yeah. So, yeah, I got
So, does that mean if I change the time on my computer that I could get another word? Like I change mine to India time or something?
I don't know. All I know, Adam, is I got prick in three.
Well, you're much more familiar with pricks than
I was going to say. That's because I am one. I did very well today. I got mine in three.
You know, prick is also another word for penis.
I know. But today's the one that you're going to have in 4 minutes. I got, you know, I've made one guess and it's, doesn't give me much. Oh, Auntie Scott is yawning again. We can't talk about Crystal. We could talk about Crystal some more. What do you want from us, Auntie Scott?
I wonder if they're going to have to sell the ship.
Wait, Auntie Scott? Does she own a ship?
Yeah. No, Crystal.
Oh, Crystal.
You know, bankruptcy. They're probably going to have to, you know, have open some lemonade stands. Maybe now, sell in, a couple
in
of
fairness,
ships.
In fairness, it wasn't Crystal that went bankrupt. It was their parent company.
Oh, yeah, but you got to hawk your shit when you go bankrupt.
But I feel like even if the parent company goes bankrupt, whatever, Crystal will get bought up by somebody. Because Crystal was making money. It was just all their other stuff that made them have to file bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying?
It's maybe like, they'll get rid of the suites on the ships to save money. Oh, they could partner with Royal Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
And remodel.
Look, Adam, I don't think there's a chance in hell that Auntie Scott would ever put a foot on a Royal Caribbean.
No, I know. Boat. I'm just saying, like, they'll it's interesting, and I'm probably wrong. Look, I've not sailed on Crystal or any of these luxury cruise lines. Mm-hmm. I'm not even an expert. I've only been on like 3 cruises in my life. So, mm-hmm. You know, take this with a
grain of Dramamine.
Of baking soda. But I've seen some of Auntie Scott's videos, and the ship doesn't look any nicer than the ships I've been on in Royal Caribbean or Disney. So I don't know if it's just like things are gold-plated and you just can't see, it doesn't come off well in the videos, or like I'm not really sure. But it looks similar to me. And they have suites on these other ships. I just don't want to pay thousands of dollars for a room. But, I mean, they have them. But, you know. Oh, it's the service. I don't need service. Give me a buffet and a fried chicken leg. I'm good. I mean, I put Diet Mountain Dew in my fridge. I don't need any classy service. I'm from Arkansas.
I don't need any of that classy service stuff. What the hell you people are talking about?
As long as they have an indoor toilet, I feel like I'm, you know, living it up.
Adam, three. I got today's in three sticky bits.
I don't care.
Three sticky bits. I'm posting it to the chat room right now. Look at that, Adam.
Oh my God. Why? You don't, there's no need to post it.
Look at that, Adam. You've got 1 minute until this Wordle.
I've got 13 seconds.
Oh, okay. I want to see, Adam.
I won't get it in three.
I don't know. You might. What's your strategy? What's your starting word? Are you going to use something that has a lot of?
I don't have a strategy.
Oh, okay. So you're just going to choose. What's your starting word? What are you going to choose? This is an audio show.
Well, I could. I'll use the word flute.
Okay, flute.
Yeah.
FLUTE. By my estimations, you have one letter in the right place.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting this in three. I only got one letter. So,
look at my graph. I only got one letter the first time. Same letter, by the way. Do 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 do. What the fuck does that mean? Can maybe go to those Jürger motels and help build the cultural companionship that Nixon envisioned. I don't even know what that means.
Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes it's a mystery.
It's a mystery. You know? It's a mystery.
And the later it gets, the harder it is to understand.
Wow.
Sometimes. I wonder if work is a word. W-E-R-K-E. Work.
W-E-R-K.
No, work, bitch. You know? Yeah. Like.
No. I mean, as far as like words that end in E. Oh, shit. Sorry. Words that end in that letter.
Sorry, Kathy Marshall.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Gosh. Why can't I think of any words? I have a lot of letters to work with.
Yeah, but think about the fact that only there's very few letters that could accompany that as an ending of a word, right? If you work it backwards. So it's like, right? Like it couldn't be F, right? Because there's no such, you know, there's not a five-letter word that would end in that. Or it couldn't be Q, right? Because that needs, you know, a U after it or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can kind of work your way backwards and going, okay, well, what would that have to be? What would the second, you know, the second from the last letter have to be?
Oh, you know what? I thought of a word.
Okay. Adam has thought of a word. And he's putting it in now. This is his second. This is Adam's. I always wanted to do color commentary for video games.
Oh, damn it. Still only got the one letter.
This is Adam's second guess.
No, I'm at the game. I got the same letter.
Same.
Just letter. That letter. All the other ones. And out of 10 letters.
Yes. One.
So far, I've only gotten one.
One.
I guess 9 letters because.
Yeah, because one of them is. Yeah, you kept.
One of them was a repeat.
Yeah.
But. Was it an easy word?
My second word there, see how it gave me 3, you know, one that was correct but in the wrong spot?
Yeah.
It gave me enough information to be like, well, there is no, you know, like, if it can't be in that position, then it has to be in this position because there's no words that start with that letter that would fit. So then... It was just, all I was doing was guessing 2 consonants. And I was like, oh, you know, that word would fit. So it was my second letter that gave me, once I had 2 correct and another, you know, 3, then you're just guessing 2 letters, right? So it makes your job infinitely easier. It's all right. You're not going to make it in 3. It's fine. I mean, you could make it in 3. You would have to be a guess.
Well, aren't they all guesses?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you is once you have a piece of information, it. All right. There was this thing about machine learning that I was reading a long time ago when they were first starting to train some of these models. And they were like, it feels like there are so many words in the English language that predicting the next word in a sentence would be this monumental effort, right? Let's say that there's 800,000 words in the English language. I don't actually know what the total number of words in the English language is. I think we looked it up. Didn't we look it up like last week or something because we were talking about something else?
I think we did.
Yeah, number of words in English.
It was 100 and something 100 and, thousand.
All right, so there's 171,000 English words. But because there are rules to our language, every single word in a sentence does not have 171,000 valid choices after it, right? So like if the first word of your sentence is, if the first word of your sentence was am, right? There's no, see, but there's no, but you can immediately eliminate other things. It's like am.
I think it has to be I. I don't think there's any other word that can come after am.
See, that's my point. So it's not 171,000 choices. Once you know a piece of information, the next piece is a much smaller.
To can come after am and not.
Yeah. But you know what couldn't come after it? If or not. You know, it's like.
I can. Am not, Daniel.
That would. My point is.
Am too.
My point is that once you get a single piece of information, the rest of it is not. Like if you knew that the lottery was going to have the number 33 in it this week, then when you went down and played the lottery, you would not have the same odds as everyone else, right? You would have a piece of information. You know that 33. So every choice, every guess that you make is going to contain the letter, you know, the number 33.
Well, telling me that there's an E in a word.
Please don't give away the letters.
Come on, Dan. There are a lot of E's.
Yes, there are a lot of E's in five-letter words.
E is like the most common letter.
I remember as a kid when we had the World Book.
That's why on Wheel of Fortune, it was always R-S-T-L-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
As a little kid, what?
As a little kid, we had a set of encyclopedias at home, and I remember that the S and the E volumes were bigger than others. All right. You've made two choices.
Yeah.
And you still only know one piece of information.
That is correct.
I feel like if you really think about it.
Maybe I'm going to try. I'm going to try this word.
Okay.
And if this is not it.
Yes.
Then I did not get it in three.
Okay.
I did not get it in three.
Okay. Did you get any other?
Yeah, it's in the wrong place.
Okay. So you know.
I got one other letter.
Okay. But that's valuable information, right? You know that it can't be in that location. So now by moving it to another location, there's very few possibilities left. Just looking at the choices of the letters here, even if I had... you know, just too far away from each other, it would still lower your chances significantly of what you would have to choose from. Anyway, all right, this is very exciting for people, I'm sure. And we should probably give up on it.
Yeah, well, bring up a topic. I'm flattening a rug behind me.
All right. I want to know, Kathy Marshall made a joke earlier.
What'd I say?
Kathy Marshall made a joke or a statement. I'm just going to say it wasn't a joke. Kathy Marshall made a statement earlier about pig bristle. Do I seriously need to worry about the thing that I ate tonight? Because I ate a piece of pig skin.
You cooked it.
It was pressure cooked. Yeah, it was cooked.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt you. Once you cook it, it is... you get it to a certain temperature, it kills all the things that could hurt you.
Okay.
There's nothing, no trichinosis. Well,
how do I know that it got to that temperature? Because it was pressure cooked. I don't know. How does it cook at a higher temperature? I don't know. See, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All that. Yes. Yes. At a higher temperature. The steam is very hot. Very hot.
Pressure cooking kills everything.
Yeah, in fact, do you know, have you ever heard of canning?
I have. I've canned
when they put mango stuff in jars. Jam.
Yeah, I've done that. I did that about 2 years now. We've been canning.
You know why they put them in pressure cookers? Because it kills everything.
They don't put it in pressure cookers. You put it in boiling water.
Well, I think you put it in a pressure cooker.
No,
you
don't put it in a pressure cooker.
I thought you can in a pressure cooker.
I mean, you might be able to do it in a pressure cooker, but canning involves you putting a sealed jar in boiling water for a certain amount of time and then pulling it out of that boiling water. And then as it cools, it creates a pressure. As the stuff contracts inside the jar, it pulls the air out and makes a vacuum seal. But my point is that to can, you don't have to have a pressure cooker. You can, but it is creating a vacuum seal by via means of reducing the pressure. Yeah. No, Daniel, the air contracts inside. That's what I meant. Yeah, it pulls the thing in. As it cools, it pulls the things in because heated air takes up more space than cold air. Like steam takes up more space than like room temperature air. And, did I mention how much I liked Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yeah, you did.
I have been listening to the soundtrack of Tick, Tick, Boom, both the Broadway presentation of it as well as the movie version of it. And it's been quite good. I've enjoyed it. I find myself humming it quite a bit.
That's good.
Do, 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 do. Beep.
It's funny. That's what Patti LuPone sounded like in Company. It's uncanny. I thought you were doing an impersonation.
I was. There. I was. I'm Patti LuPone. Throw down that goddamn camera, you fucker. La da 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 da. Beep. That's my Patti LuPone.
I gave you a sound. I mean, that's,
I know.
That's what you wanted is a sound, right?
I found it hilarious.
I have an interesting topic. I was looking at, it's not interesting for anyone.
Oh,
but okay. But you and me probably. Yes. But,
yes,
I was thinking, you know, I do the same steps, when I'm editing my audio.
Yes.
You know, I don't manually do much except trim the beginning and end. And the rest is all filters that are added to everything. And I was thinking, I bet I could automate that.
Yes.
So I've been researching it, like if FFmpeg or, which is an open source.
But isn't there's a scripting language in Audition, right?
I thought there was, but there's not. There's not. They have favorites, but there's not a scripting language. At least. That is what my research has told me, unless you find something that I did not.
So there is a language called ExtendScript for the Creative Suite. It's a dialect of the ECMAScript, which is JavaScript. The toolkit comes bundled with the Creative Suite and Technical Communication Suite. Within applications like Photoshop, FrameMaker, InDesign, or After Effects. So basically not Audition.
Yeah, yeah. And even if you can't, and what I read was, even if you could, there are no examples anywhere of anyone automating anything in Audition. So, I originally thought I was going to be able to do that. So then I was thinking, well, maybe screw that. Maybe like I can use some Python and some FFmpeg or something.
Yeah.
So I've been researching that.
Or no, maybe you could just do some RPA.
I don't know what RPA is.
Robotic process automation. So in other words, just like you used to use in QA, you can have these macro programs that will basically like do things.
Oh, so basically.
You can do it manually once, record it, and then you can play that script and it'll launch.
Well, that's true. But those are. Those can be...
They've gotten better. They've gotten better over the years.
Apple has an automation stuff built in, mm-hmm. and you can record macros and stuff in Apple.
Yep.
I don't know whether it's called Apple Script or automation. There's two different things.
Right. I mean, there's a
scripting language called Apple Script.
Yeah. But you have Microsoft Office has... So Power Automate does RPA now. On the desktop. Anyway, but my point is that you could do that. But yeah, it seems I find myself, you know what I hate most about the editing process is once I've got everything lined up and leveled. Then I hit export. And our show takes like 17 and a half minutes to render.
Oh.
Before I do filtering, right? So it's like that, that's just the channel filtering. And then after that 17 minutes to render that out, then I come back in and do the trim silence. And so to take out spaces.
Yeah.
And then also do the mastering on it. So it's like I do the and that doesn't take very long. But it's like, it's that initial processing thing that takes so long that, you know, that means I can't just sit here and have it done really quickly. And I have a really powerful machine too. It's like, what are you doing this taking that fucking long? It's
like, I just, mainly for me, because of the way the Rode, and I like the Rode podcaster, but the way it saves it, first I have to pull the WAV file in and split the tracks. Then I have to add, I have to do a new multi-track, pull them in.
In fairness.
Then I have to export that into another file that then I go into. Yeah.
You could always go back to using Audition. You know, Audition does read the multi-track files.
You mean Audacity?
I mean Audacity, yeah. You can go back to using Audacity, and there's a lot of scripting stuff there.
So in the chat room, Cyclone is saying, seems like Adam and Daniel haven't been sucked into Just Like Crap sex and whatever, titties reboot. I assume he's talking to, he's talking about And Just Like That, which is a Sex in the City, not a reboot, but an extenuation. And I would assume that Daniel never watched Sex in the City because that doesn't seem like a Daniel show.
Wow.
Also, did you?
I think I did. I mean, I didn't watch it multiple times, but I watched it back in the day, right? She married somebody named Mr. Big, who was later the husband on The Good Wife.
I do not see that as a Daniel show.
I remember Kim Cattrall, but I mean, like I said, I didn't watch it. Like I didn't commit to watching it or whatever. So it's like, if I missed an episode, I wouldn't have like tried to go back and find it again.
So I have not watched any of And Just Like That, because Mark has never seen Sex in the City. And so we've been talking about whether or not he and I are going to go back and watch all the Sex in the City episodes so that he can get caught up with all the characters before we watch it. And we haven't done that, so...
I just want to watch Spider-Man No Way Home.
You know, so Cyclone says everyone says it's horrible. I'm sick of people. The internet is just... people shitting all over everything.
Not you people, though.
I mean, why is there not positivity? Why do I never open up Twitter and someone goes, oh my God, I love this. This is the best thing ever. No, the only thing that you ever see is, oh my God, that's crap. They should have never done it.
Wow,
the writing is horrible.
You and I have very different Twitter feeds. It's like,
I mean, it's just like,
I don't have that on my Twitter feed.
Everything is negative, negative, negative. The news is negative. Twitter is negative. Facebook is negative. Everything is negative.
I'm looking here at my Twitter feed.
People cannot be. The Wheel of Time TV show. Everyone was negative, or there were lots of negative. There were some positive on that.
Scotty. Remember Scotty Emo that was our guest on our show?
He
also got today's word in three.
Guess who didn't get the word in three? This guy.
Harley from the Enormous Podcast asks, is the Wordle word the same for everyone each day? And the only person to answer was Christina, who says, I think so.
But I just want positivity in my life.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
You don't have any nice things to say. Don't say anything.
My Twitter feed. Because look at this.
Maybe.
Back at Disney World, two forks are needed for the carne asada fries at Boardwalk. Here's a thing that Zach even retweeted earlier. Joe Gardner is almost ready for the weekend. It's a guy doing chalk art at Disney. Let's see. What else do we have in our thing? Then we have some Baron Frosty, which is always negative. You know what? You should just stop following Baron Frosty.
Baron Frosty is always just painting furniture.
He vacillates. It's like half of his tweets talk about how rich he is, and the other half of his tweets talk about how broke he is. It's just like, pick a lane, Mary. Just either you're fabulously wealthy or you're, you know, completely broke. We need a Wordle channel. What do you mean? Oh, for like what? On Discord?
Like for like Wordle cheating? Channel?
Why do you immediately go to cheating?
Like, I mean, what else would it be for?
But you, when you post your thing, see, I
don't even understand that. I don't know. What are you showing people?
I'm showing, you got it in three times. The first time you only got one letter. The second time and I got. You
can't show them that by saying I got it in three times.
Like, I'm just saying that this is the way that Wordle puts it out. I don't know. That's just.
I know how they put it out.
I mean, you can't actually put the letters because other people have the same word, right? Everyone has the same word.
I got it. I wonder if this person would have been fabulously rich had they put this out as a for pay.
By the way,
or with ads or something.
Have you figured out today's word yet, or did you give up?
No. I'm trying to carry on a conversation, and I can't do two things at once.
Okay, that's fine. I mean,
so I had to stop.
You can close the website when you come back to it. It'll be exactly where it is. You can't cheat. You can't cheat it unless you switch to another computer.
I could change my time zone and really switch.
It was already game. I mean, yeah, you can't copyright the rules of a game. So yeah, anyone can make a clone of a game.
I wonder if they have made money.
There was a they would make it as an app and sell it for 99 cents or something like that. But the guy didn't want to. He made it as a gift for his wife, and it's like, okay, great for him. He did it and he's enjoying it, and yay, we need more of that. But
if I could think of a bajillion dollar app, I would just retire early.
Add the channel, please. To where? Which Discord do you want me to add a Wordle channel to?
The Pride, do that in level 13.
The Pride 48 or level 13?
Do that in level 13.
Well, he says, we're all sitting here waiting for him, and he goes, well.
Well, take your answer off the air, caller.
Well.
Or you can take your answer off the air.
Well. I mean, I feel
Andy
like.
Andy Scott, what is dinner tonight?
I feel like we could put it in the Pride 48, because more people see the Pride 48.
That's true. Put it. That's fine.
And then maybe that'll invite more people to come here and talk. All right, so this is going to be a text channel.
Well, yeah, long over. What was for dinner? Sorry.
That is a clever name for a channel if I've ever in my life seen one. I'm very happy. I'm very proud of that. Look at that, Adam, a new channel out there called Wordle World.
Nice.
That is a clever play on words there for me. So there you
go. Wouldn't have thought you as a turkey salad sort of guy.
Who?
That almost seems like diet food.
Turkey tender. Oh, it's because it's diet
night on a Friday?
Diet night. Oh, they're in that pre-run-up to the cruise where they starve themselves so that they can fit into their dress clothes. And then, you know, their goal is to have the dress clothes be loose on them on the opening night of the cruise and then very snug on the last night of the cruise.
Oh, yeah. But I when there was a Vera Speaks for Real podcast.
Yes.
The weekend was the debauchery and the eating whatever you want, and the week was the dieting, I thought. Mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, Saturday and Sunday, I see.
Mm-hmm. Friday was the portal to the weekend, Adam.
Oh.
It wasn't the weekend itself. It was the portal to the weekend.
Well, not in California. I was going to say it's Saturday here.
Well, what we have here this today, Saturday here in Florida, in Tampa, Florida, we have the Gasparilla Children's Parade, and then the actual full pirate invasion happens next weekend, although we won't be here for it. We'll be out of town. So pirates could take over my house next weekend.
What's the full pirate invasion? What is that?
So we have an event here in Tampa called Gasparilla. and there's a pirate ship that comes in loaded with pirates, and they take over the city, and then they have a big parade where they throw doubloons and beads out to the crowd. And yeah, it's like a 20-something day celebration, and then eventually the mayor kicks them out of the city and they sail off into the sunset.
That's a real thing?
Yes. We have a full-size pirate ship that we maintain, the city of Tampa maintains.
20 days? What do they do for those 20 days? Do they camp out in the...
No, they do all kind of different balls. The big events are the parades. So like the children's parade tomorrow and the big parade next Saturday. And then the night parade happens early February. And then...
And these are like actors or something?
No, these are... civic, you know, like not Kiwanis, because it cost way more to belong to a crew than Kiwanis, but it's like the Mardi Gras cruise or whatever. It's different.
Because Daniel, pirates nowadays are like, I'm the captain now. That's the pirate.
No, this is
those people.
This is all named after a pirate named Jose Gaspar. It's Gasparilla is, you know, this mythical pirate that used to raid the Florida coast or whatever. And so we have this big stupid holiday or big stupid celebration every year called Gasparilla. And most people that live here do exactly what we're doing. They leave town. Because it's a madhouse. It's a mad fucking, it's crazy. And, you know, it's bullshit.
Huh. I have never heard of such a thing.
You've never heard of Gasparilla?
No, I have not.
Let me see if I can find a picture of our pirate ship for you. Let's see, the Jose Gasparilla.
Where I grew up, we just had a tomato festival. And that was it.
A tomatoes festival.
And the tomatoes didn't take over the town. You just, you know, just
what's
eat
high
a bunch of tomato food for a few days. And
there's a picture of the Jose Gasparilla fully rigged, as they call it. Because normally when it's in the dock and everything, it doesn't have the flags or the netting or any of that stuff. But yeah, there's the Jose. That's our pirate ship. It actually doesn't have an engine on it. It's pulled and pushed by tugboats. So there's like two tugboats that pull and one that pushes it and steers it. But you can't tell that because when it comes into the harbor, when it comes into Tampa Bay, there's hundreds of ships around it. It's like it's a whole flotilla, you know, of people, private ships and everything that are all around it. In fact, there's police boats around it and everything because sometimes people and speedboats will try to cut between the Gasparilla and the tugboats, which there's a towing cable, which would immediately ruin their ship. So there's like, you know, like police vessels and everything. And now the fire department has a ship that sprays water out in front of it to prevent people, you know, to discourage people from trying to go between the tugs and the ship and everything. But yes, this is a whole big thing, Adam. It's the Gasparilla Festival in Tampa, Florida. Which made the national spotlight the year that we hosted Super Bowl 25. Because there was a whole thing of like, it's pirates and it's bad and whatever. And so the Tampa shouldn't do that. And we changed it that year to be called the Bombaleo Festival so that we could get Super Bowl 25. And then we never called it that ever again. Immediately the next year, it went right back to being Gasparilla. And, now, as a child, Adam, though, I didn't celebrate Gasparilla because I lived in Plant City. I celebrated the Strawberry Festival. So the kids in Tampa got the Monday of the parade, the Monday of the Gasparilla parade. They got that Monday off, and they got a day off for the Hillsborough County Fair. Whereas in Plant City, we got the Monday of the Strawberry Festival parade off, and we got to go to the Strawberry Festival. So there was another day for that. So, yeah, I never got to see Gasparilla until I moved to Tampa. So
I don't really think we got any days off for the Tomato Festival.
You didn't?
I don't think so. I don't recall.
I made a Wordle channel and nobody's posted it. What was the
point? I'm not going in there. I mean, what's going to be in there?
I don't know. What was the point of us? Our executive producer said, hey, we need this. And I said,
somebody went in there because it lit up.
That was me. I just went in there to look at
it. Oh. You must have posted something in there.
I did. I posted something in there. It was my graph. I reposted my graph.
The tomato festival, yes.
Fruit of the devil.
Where I'm from, we have a world famous tomato.
What's it? Is it? Well, I mean, I live in Florida. We have the.
Well, actually, it's a really good tomato. Actually, they don't ship it.
We have Ruskin tomatoes here, Adam.
It's so actually where I grew up is what is a big producer of tomatoes. And they get shipped.
It took you a long time to come up.
They
with
get shipped big. All of. Well, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know if it's national, like they go all over,
yeah,
or if it's more local.
What's the name of your town?
Warren, Arkansas. The county is Bradley County, and the tomato is the Bradley County pink tomato. But they don't ship very. They're very good, but they don't ship well. So that is a local varietal that they have at the festival and people eat around town and in the county and around South Arkansas. They grow other varieties that are actually shipped. But then the farmers will have a few, you know, rows of Bradley County pink tomatoes. And they're very good if you like tomatoes. I mean, if you don't like tomatoes, they're not, but they're really good.
But it looks like the festival is actually called the Pink Tomato Festival.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It is a brand of tomato only grown.
I do need to know this, Adam. Is there a tomato queen? Oh my God, there is. She's not.
There is, yeah.
And she's not the tomato queen, Adam. She is the pink tomato queen. Here we go. Let me post this image here into the chat room. There you go. There's the pink tomato queen, and I'm assuming the second and, you know, the first and second runner-up. Apparently, you eat tomatoes at this festival. Like, there's a tomato eating contest.
They have a contest. They also have a tomato luncheon where everything is made out of tomatoes, including the dessert.
Oh my God, this sounds like a fucking nightmare.
They actually, you know, tomato in a chocolate cake, they say makes it very moist and you don't taste it. Tomato juice, I think they put in it.
I mean, I don't mind tomato juice. I don't mind tomato sauce, but just raw tomatoes. It's a texture thing or something. It's just gross. Just gross.
They're very good. Just salt. That's all you need.
No, you put salt on cantaloupe.
But, well, salt on any fruit.
No. Salt on watermelon. Like not on banana. I would never put salt on a banana. That's gross.
I don't like bananas, so I can't really speak to that. But I like salt on grapes.
You like it on strawberries?
Maybe not. But most fruit. Grapes, blueberries I've done. Mm-hmm. Watermelon, grapefruit.
Well, then you should know really that good. You should know that cantaloupe is good with salt.
Yeah, I know it is, but I don't like. I'm also not a huge
as well as fan. The other melon that is often served with cantaloupe, which is called
honeydew.
See, I love the way you say dew. It's kind of like
say it that
when
I
you were talking
dew.
When you were talking on the geeky.
I said
gay,
honeydew.
The geeky. Gay.
I didn't say dew.
You were talking about
dew.
The chew. The chew.
The chew. Yeah.
The
Michael
chew.
Simon.
The chew.
I said honeydew. I didn't say honeydew.
What the fuck is a cassava? I feel like I should know that. I feel like I know what a cassava is.
It's a plant. I don't know if it's a fruit or a vegetable.
Some kind of plant. It's a cassava. Is it in the gourd family? Oh, it's a melon.
Oh, melon.
A cassava. Now I have to.
We have lots of fruits every January because there's a tradition in the Philippines. They have to buy round fruits.
Okay,
for good luck.
I've seen a cassava before. I don't know that I've.
And they have to have, I think, 13. It's a specific number. And so every year before January 1st, Mark buys a bunch of round fruit and puts it in a bowl. Wow. And then we have to eat this fruit.
Oh, you have to eat it.
Well, I don't know if it's the rule, but he's not going to throw stuff away.
Yeah.
So he's been making fruit shakes
Oh.
He made little mini apple pies with the apples that he had.
Wow, look at him.
Yeah. He's trying to come up with creative ways. And I'm not really a fruit person. Mm-hmm. So
he could serve it with ice cream and Cool Whip.
The Philippines.
You know what I learned?
So they only have two seasons in the Philippines.
Yes.
Rainy.
And hot. Then they should love basically. Ice cream.
And they don't. And right now, I think they're transitioning from rainy to hot.
Then they should love ice cream.
At the moment.
How long is this clip? I'm going to play this clip. Adam, I'm going to play it.
Listen, I wanted to talk to you about Deborah's birthday.
Oh, my God, talking about birthdays. Your birthday gift to me finally came this morning. And did you know you sent me a box of pears?
Yeah, yeah.
From a place called Fruit of the Month?
That's right. How are they?
Oh, they're very nice pears. But there's so many of them. There are over a dozen pears. What am I supposed to do with all those pears?
Well, I think you're supposed to eat them.
Myself?
You and Dad and Robert.
How many pears can Robert eat? Look, I appreciate the thought, Raymond, but please don't ever send us any more food again, okay? Thanks.
It's like your bakery.
Was that the whole clip?
No, it goes on for...
I was going to say, because I'm assuming then they go on about how, hey, it's Fruit of the Month Club. I got you a membership. Guess what? You're getting more fruit next month.
Yes. The jokes write themselves. I feel like that...
Auntie Scott says watch the rest.
Right, hold on.
Well, another box is coming next month.
What? More pears?
No, it's a different fruit every month.
Every month?
Yes, that's why they call it Fruit of the Month Club.
It's a club? Oh my God, what am I going to do with all this fruit?
Well, most people like it, Ma. You share it with all your friends.
Which friends?
I don't know, Lee and Stan.
Lee and Stan buy their own fruit.
Give it away.
Why did you do this to me?
Gosh.
I can't talk, there's too much fruit in the house.
I'm sorry, Ma.
Hey, Marie. Oh, Ray. Oh,
you know that the fruit keeps coming month after month? He's got us in some kind of a cult.
It's not a cult, Ma. It's a club.
What do you mean month after month? For how long?
A year.
My God, are you out of your mind?
I'm so sorry, Dad.
What do you think we are, invalids? We can't go out and get our own fruit?
I'm trying to tell them.
All right, I'm canceling the fruit club.
Oh, good. Thank you, Raymond. Thank you. And don't do that again.
Like we don't have enough problems.
All right. Okay, listen, I got to talk about the party.
Oh, the party?
Yes. Look, I was thinking... there isn't going to be a party.
Who's dead?
Nobody's dead, Dad. We're not going to have a party.
We're done with the fruit. I can stop it now. So we're done with the fruit.
Was that a whole episode or something?
I don't know. Clip. That was 2 minutes.
Well, I'm
assuming that everyone
that
loves
was the whole episode.
Everyone Loves Raymond is a longer show. By the way, is it streaming anywhere? It sounds like I never watched.
I did not either.
Can I watch? Oh, you're yawning.
Sorry.
I have been having to fucking wake up 7:45 every goddamn morning to interview people in India.
That you can't understand, apparently.
No, I've been able to understand most of them, but I don't know what this is all about, but I have gotten more than one resume in Word that randomly there are no spaces. So like the sentence, I have excellent written and verbal communication skills is like literally a single word. Like it's just all, you know, I have excellent. Blah, blah, blah. It's like the spaces are missing.
Why wouldn't hire those people
from their resume? And that's my point. Exactly. It's like, okay, this is a glaring, obvious mistake on your resume. It's just like, and you're applying for a technical position. that requires you to, you know, be very detailed. Can you, why? Why would you do this? It's literally, it's a Microsoft Word document. You could fix it easily. You could just go in and fix it. Yes, that is it, Kathy Marshall. I have excellent verbal and communication skills. Yes. Also, exactly. Also, I found myself earlier in these interviews having to talk about our ALM. And for some reason in my brain, I keep saying application lifestyle management and it's the life cycle management. But I just like, it's the newest magazine, ALM, the application lifestyle management.
Yeah, that's like my parents saying living the gay lifestyle.
That's right.
Back in the day.
It's like, I want
you're not gay, you're in the lifestyle.
Lifestyle. It's like our software lives the best lifestyle. Yeah, so ALM and stuff like that. But I mean, I'm scared now because we're supposed to hire, I don't hire them. I'm just helping, but they will be on my team. So they'll be my reports. But it's like, I'm hiring two juniors, one mid and a senior. And so far, only one of the four people that I've interviewed was qualified for like the junior position. It's just like, or one of the,
it's positions. Hard. It's hard right now to find anyone. Or, I mean, they call them recs.
Yeah.
When we have recs open,
yeah,
it takes months and months to fill a rec.
It's just crazy.
But I guess it means we have many, you know, as technical people ourselves, the world is our oyster. We could go out and apply for jobs and, you know.
I mean, knock on wood, I've never not had a job. You know what I'm saying? Every time I've left a job, I've gone to another one, other than when I was going to college, which I went to college late in life. So that during the time that I was going to college, I was not working. But other than that, I mean,
when you were getting your psychology degree,
that's right. I don't like to talk about it though. But I did. We were at Epcot the other day and I meant to take another video of Mount Epcot so that you could get a view of it. And I didn't, I forgot. I'm sorry.
You mean the bridge, the flat
yes,
bridge, right?
the largely fat, flat. No, why did I say fat? The largely flat that
was
bridge.
That was a Freudian slip.
The largely flat bridge at Epcot that people who will not be named were going to walk around the rest of the lagoon instead of having to cross it.
Because to avoid a flat.
Well, there's a slight incline getting
up. I mean, what, 2%?
Getting up to the edge of the bridge. You know, the bridge was flat, but then there's you know, a small ramp on either side of the bridge. But it's literally, it's like 15 feet long and it's not as tall as stairs. So it's like you're mildly walking uphill. Mount Epcot. Some shun the Malibu.
No, no, no. I feel like I have to go the next time we're in Florida.
Yeah. Well, you guys can't come to Florida.
I'll just have
because
to go there.
Mitten's already been. Hey, he went to New York twice.
Yeah.
So that pokes holes in his whole theory of like, oh,
to talk to him. That is what he said. He said, I don't like to do expensive trips twice.
Yeah, but this trip isn't that expensive.
And it's the exact same thing that we did. It's not just
it's going not the to exact Alaska. Same thing. It's we're there.
It's Royal Caribbean. It's Alaska.
So?
It's the same stops.
But we're there.
It's well, that's true. He doesn't go on vacation to see people. He goes on vacation to see the place.
He has a schedule, and he's got to keep that schedule.
Also, he's going to the Philippines this year, and it's going to be very expensive. And he and I are doing something in July, which is going to be a big deal because it's our 10-year.
Right.
And he just doesn't want to spend the extra money.
Okay. So, I get it. He doesn't like us. It's fine.
Okay. Well, that's between you and God and him.
Whatever. So the man made $40,000 on Tesla stock, and he can't shed with, like, you know, a couple of thousand for a cruise. That's fine. That's fine.
I'm okay. I think I will be more relaxed.
Okay.
So, you know. I mean, I have fun with him, but sometimes he's not very gay.
Yeah.
So when I'm around my gay friends, it's easier for me to, you know.
Well, Zach's got you covered because Zach is, you know, carries around a purse. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, not into the typical gay things like clubbing and, mm-hmm. I don't know, looking at porn and whatever, drinking.
Look, Zach and I are the queeniest couple in the universe. I get what you're saying. It's like, yes, we're unmistakably gay because we're just like two women. I'm just like,
I'm not really talking about how effeminate you are. I'm talking about just like your typical gay activities, you know, and he's very conservative and, you know, so it, like at Pride 48, it's hard to have like a really good time if he's there because he doesn't enjoy the same things that he's not going to want to go on the bar crawl with Big Fatty.
Right.
You know, or he's going to feel uncomfortable the whole time. So it's just like, I don't mind having a vacation where
this is, you know, this is how gay we are. The other day, the photographer at Epcot said, cause they'll run you through several different poses and they were just like, okay, now kiss. They didn't even ask it's like, that's how gay we are. That's how obviously gay we are. They didn't even ask. It's like, are you a couple? Are you like, whatever? Is this your son?
Didn't say well. But, you know, I think it's fine because, you know, we're two different people. And
Adam, it'll be great. It'll be fun. It'll be, we're going to have fun regardless.
We are.
Even if I don't get off the damn ship. I'm
going to
have
be going to the Philippines in February.
Even if I am quarantined in my... Oh, yeah. I think you asked this question, and I know the answer to it. No, you do not get to be quarantined in your own cabin. They send you to a section of the ship that is blocked off because there were people that had paid for like a suite for their cruise and got moved to, you know, a standard room that's down in the quarantine area.
Well, I don't care. You know what? If I'm quarantined, I'm still going to have fun.
I don't care, Adam. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. It's going to be a great cruise. It's going to be a great cruise. I'll read a book. I'm going to drink some wine. I'm going to eat some food. I'm going to enjoy...
Yeah, they still have room service in quarantine.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the beauty of Alaska with my friend Adam Burns and Zach. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play Trivial Pursuit. And...
That's going to be a tough one if you really want to play the board game because that's a pretty big box.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
There's tables all over that joint.
No, I mean packing a Trivial Pursuit game.
I wasn't the one that was going to pack it. You were the one that was bringing Trivial Pursuit. I was going to bring...
I didn't say I was bringing Trivial. I said I would bring Phase 10.
Oh, Phase 10.
Which is a...
Gin Rummy or something.
Just a little deck of cards.
Okay, you can bring Phase 10. We'll bring Sushi Go because it's small.
Okay.
There's a really cool game called
Jenga.
Yes. The Stars Align or something like that. It's a Kenny Jackson, what is it? Steve Jackson Games, is that a thing? It's a Steve Jackson
game
thing. And it's really fun.
Oh, we can bring Wordle on the cruise.
You know, we do have the internet package, so yeah, of course. We can play Wordle every day. You don't even need the high speed to play Wordle. By the way, I got mine in 3 today, Adam. I don't know what your...
You told me that already.
I don't like to talk about it, but... I figured
I stopped because I'm devoted to the
I get it. But you stopped. You stopped on 4.
I was like 2.5.
Yeah.
I was at 2.5.
I thought you already made your third choice.
Well, or 2.5. You know.
Hey, there's a new channel on the Discord server called Wordle World.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. So
are people posting answers there because there is an answer. Is it the answer?
No, it's not. That's the same one from that was 2 days ago.
We shouldn't be posting answers. Well, I guess it's okay.
It's a robot
because if the day's over, no one's getting that puzzle.
It's two days ago, Adam. Robot. Because yesterday, 2 days ago. Now that yesterday hasn't passed in California, so I cannot say the answer to yesterday's Wordle.
I feel like you already did.
Yeah, I said prick. It was prick.
Okay. Well, I guess you're just going to say it.
But that was just, that only helps people in the mountain and Pacific time zones. So if you want to get that genius level, you know, where you get that first guess, yeah, go ahead. Word was prick.
First guess. That's just coincidence. That's not the right word, but it's, that's just luck of the draw.
Give me just one more night. Give me just one more night, babe. All right, Adam. I think it's time for me to go. I got a big RV show that I got to go.
It's time. Oh yeah, you gotta look at all the catios,
catios and cleaning products and general RV storage solutions.
You should make a video while you're there. That sounds exciting.
We don't do RV videos. We made a conscious decision not to do RV videos. We only do Disney videos.
Is that because you don't want to water down your brand? Or you don't want to make RVing your job, so you want to keep it fun?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to carry a camera around every time we go camping. I want to enjoy the camping trip.
Well, also, that would be awkward. Some of the places you go camping.
There are gay camping YouTube channel. Well, there's one gay camping YouTube channel that, you know, evaluates the different campgrounds and stuff, and they don't, you know, it's PG.
They just don't go in the woods.
No, they don't.
Behind the RVs.
I mean, they may, but not while they're filming. So right. Anyway, Adam, you know, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you. We should get together sometime this week to talk about excursions.
Yeah. Well, tell me when you're, yeah.
We're free Sunday. We're free Sunday. We're free Monday. We're free Tuesday. We're not.
We'll text.
We're not free from Wednesday on. So from Wednesday on, not free. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and also tomorrow night. So Saturday night. Yeah. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, we're free.
Well, a lot of options.
Yes.
I'll text you.
Okay. I will eagerly await your text. Discord, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. I'm going to say goodnight now. Good night.
Good night. You know